This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of... Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne, now the roof's on fire. Here's one of my fans. I want to lead off hour number two. One of my fans, Dave in Pennsylvania, says, "You're on fire, Wayne. You tell it only the way you can tell it. Liberals are scumbags, and you let those mother effers know they're scumbags. No one else on radio is doing it. All these radio hosts should listen to your program and learn how to do a damn radio show." Dave. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the kind words. You wouldn't believe how many texts and emails I get each day that say something like that. Those who do listen to my show do believe that it's better than anything else on radio today by a mile, and really are shocked that I did not replace Rush Limbaugh. And I would say the only reason I didn't replace Rush Limbaugh, actually there's two reasons. Number one, all these stations, not just the Rush Limbaugh syndicator, but all these big syndicators are afraid of their own shadow. They don't want someone who tells it like it is. That scares them. And number two, they're all sponsored by Pfizer, and maybe to some extent Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, but mostly Pfizer. Pfizer has bribed the entire media business, and if you get $20 million a year from Pfizer and Wayne Root comes on your network, Pfizer pulls their money back, and you lose $20 million, and they don't want to do it. But they're so dumb. Because they don't realize that $20 million means you put two buffoons on to replace Rush Limbaugh, who are, I shouldn't say buffoons, they're both nice guys, they're both conservatives, but they're boring, and they will never tell you the things the way it is, ever. They're very careful in what they say, they're very measured in what they say, and they're very low energy compared to me, and they've never been a son of a butcher like I am. They know nothing about the mean streets in New York. They know nothing about the real world. They don't have the common sense of a real world New York street kid. And they've never owned businesses. You know, their only business is their talk show hosts. They don't own businesses. They don't know how to build businesses. They don't know how to hire people. You know, everything. And if there's an exception to the rule, like as an example, Clay Travis is one of the hosts of Rush Limbaugh's show. And he's a great guy. But, you know, again, he owns a business, but his business is a sports website. It's not a real business. It's tangentially. It's basically the same business as him being a sports talk show host, which is what he was before Rush Limbaugh. He was a sports talk show host, and he owned a sports website. So there was nothing there that was running a business per se. You know, which I've done my entire life. I've been in 50 different businesses, and I've sold hundreds of different products on TV and radio and on the Internet. So I'm in a different world than these guys. They don't understand the things that I understand. They don't have the insights I have. They don't resonate with middle-class people the way I do. And the syndicators don't want it because they're scared to death of Wayne Root, who tells the raw truth, just like they're all scared to death of Donald Trump. It's the same reaction. Everyone in politics, right and left, hates Donald Trump. Why? The people don't. Everywhere I go, everybody loves Donald Trump. And they want him to be the next candidate of the GOP. And they want him to be the next president of the United States. But all the leadership, all the officials, all the government agency heads, all of them, all the people who run each party, city party, county party, state party, national party, they all hate him. Every congressman hates him. Every senator hates him. Every lobbyist hates him. Why? Because the guy's going to put him out of work or put him in jail. He's going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg. They're all stealing from you. They're all stealing. They're all taking bribes from China. They're all taking bribes to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. They're all taking bribes to the Mexican drug cartel. They're all taking bribes from green energy and climate change nutcases. You don't realize how easy it is, you know, how easy it is. I saw something the other day where someone gave a contribution of $300,000. I don't remember who it was. I don't remember which politician they gave it to or which political party they gave it to. But they gave a contribution of $300,000 and they got back a government contract that gave them $700 million. $300,000 gets you $700 million. Do the math. It's a pretty easy deal. And yet the politician picks up $300,000. Buy baby a new pair of shoes. That's what politics is all about. Grease my wheel, I'll grease yours. Give me $300,000, I'll give you a $700 million contract. It's actually cheap. It's a good deal. Everybody's playing with OPM, other people's money. The company, you know, a company is a company. Wayne Root could be the president and CEO of a company, but it's the company's money. It's not my money. You're giving away the company's $300,000, and you're getting back a $700 million contract, which means your personal stock in the company, which is public, is now worth, instead of $5 million, it's worth $50 million. You just made $50 million by giving away $300,000 of the company's money, not yours. Wow, that's a good deal. And the politician got $300,000, and all he did was give away $700 million contract of government taxpayers' money. None of his money, but the $300,000 is his money. It is such a scam. It's unbelievable. And that's why, you know, I'm around so many people and I tell them the election was stolen and we have such a problem. Everything's stolen by the Democrats and the rhinos. And it's amazing. The average person agrees with me. Every event I go to, standing ovations. But then when I'm with important people, lawyers, government people, heads of parties, big shots, politicians, their eyes glaze over. They don't agree with me. They don't like what I'm saying. And yet here's a report that proves I'm right again. Anyone who listens to the show knows I'm always right. I'm not even joking. I'm right 99.99999% of the time in the 7 years or so since I started this show. Here's a new report out. 83% of Americans are concerned about election integrity in the midterm elections. 75% are concerned about cheating. And the majority believe the 2020 election was stolen. Yet when I say that the election was stolen, people go, oh, what are you talking about? A majority of Americans now believe the election was stolen. A vast majority of Americans are concerned about election integrity and election cheating. How can anybody not know this? But the answer is they do know it, and they know they're the ones stealing the elections, and so they try and make fun of you. Oh, nobody really thinks that. Ha, 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 Wayne. Come on, Wayne. You know they didn't steal the election. You know that 63 judges turned it down. Come on, Wayne. There's no stolen election. Nobody believes that. It's all debunked. This is what they say. Another July report from Rasmussen and the National Pulse found that 50% of Americans believe it is likely widespread cheating will affect the outcome of the November midterms. Additionally, a May poll found 55% of U.S. voters believe cheating changed the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Everybody knows. Everybody has a brain. So I'm excluding all Democrats and most rhinos. We all know the election was stolen. Everybody knows it. And yet we're banned or shadow banned or censored for daring to say it. And that's why they don't want me to replace Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage. They don't want people who tell the truth. Here's more truth. I believe that, number one, they're going to use COVID to introduce mail-in ballots and try and steal the election. I believe, number two, if they can't make that work, then they're going to try and start World War III and postpone an election. Or at least by doing that, distract you from even being interested in the election. And I believe it's either going to be with Russia or it's going to be with China, but I think more likely at this point, China, not Russia, China, despite what's happening in Ukraine, and despite the fact that Biden is practically begging and egging on Biden. I mean, Biden is egging on Putin to start World War III in Ukraine. Despite that fact, I think it's going to be China, because China's going to invade Taiwan. I've said this for how long on this show? A year?
because Biden is a brain-dead zombie puppet, and they all know he's a joke. It's weekend of Biden's, and Obama has his hand up Biden's ass, and he's moving his mouth. And they know that Biden's a joke, and they know that Obama has sold out America, and he hates America. And so China's going to attack Taiwan, and we're going to have World War III in our hands. And then that's going to change the midterms. It's going to change everything about the dynamic of the midterms. Either they'll be able to declare martial law, and there won't be any midterms, or you'll just be so worried about World War III, and we're in the thick of it, that, you know, the voting will be way down, or it'll convince a lot of people to support the President of the United States at a patriotic time when we're at war. But I know that Xi, the President of China, was on a phone call to Biden, a two-hour call. How does anyone speak to Joe Biden for 2 hours? What could you do? Can you imagine Joe Biden in a two-hour phone call? How would they keep him from falling asleep with his mouth open, snoring, in a two-hour phone call? How would they keep him from pooing in his pants, in his diapers, in a two-hour phone call? Did they give him a coloring book while he's talking? He's listening? He's not talking, he's listening. She's doing the talking, and Biden's playing with a coloring book while his nurses change his diapers? Oh, hold on, President Xi. President Biden went poo-poos. He's a moron. Biden is a brain-dead moron. He was in a two-hour phone call with Xi. Yeah, right. But what did China's leader say? Play with fire and you will get burned. He's telling Biden that you screw with us when it comes to Taiwan, and we will attack Taiwan, and we will start World War III with the United States of America. That's what he told him in the phone call. And I've been predicting this for a long time. I know what's going on. If I'm the head of China, I do the same thing. I'm laughing at the United States of America. The president makes poo-poo. Ha, 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 ha. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keefe's can help you change that. Keefe's has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keefe's physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keefe's is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keefe's doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen. Keefe's.com/Doug Steffen. Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keefe's can help you change that. Keefe's has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keefe's physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keefe's is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keefe's doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the show. If you heard the jokes during the break about Kamala Harris, I'll bet you'd pay big money to hear the jokes in the break about Kamala Harris. Some really filthy talk here in the break. Kamala Harris, the gift that keeps on giving. Joe Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while vice president. President Biden repeatedly denied discussing business with his son. And now we find out he met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while vice president. Oh, that had nothing to do with business. And we also know that one of his business associates, when all this news was coming out in the New York Post, was telling everyone about the laptop from hell from Hunter Biden and how it incriminated Joe Biden. One of his business associates panicked and sent an email to Hunter Biden. We have the email. And the email says Joe Biden is the big guy. He is the big guy. So what else is there to know at this point? Why aren't the DOJ sending a SWAT team to the White House at 5 in the morning to pull Grandpa, senile Grandpa, out with his slippers and his pajamas in handcuffs and leg irons and take him to the prison cell of the guy who tried to shoot and kill Ronald Reagan? Why don't we take him the way they took Peter Navarro? It's very clear Joe Biden's a criminal, a nasty, evil criminal who's ripped off this country. Now he's a stupid old man with dementia who has a hole in his head, has no idea where he is, a puppet zombie now. But he was the most corrupt criminal ever in the history of American politics, stealing everywhere he went through his son Hunter. And now we know. What more do you need to know? Well, of course, the you is the problem, because when I say what more do you need to know, it's the DOJ and the FBI. And they're both corrupt, and they're both owned by the Democrat Party, and they're both owned by China. It's an absolute disgrace what's happened to this country. And by the way, I'm sure when I say the FBI, I don't want to generalize. I'm sure most FBI agents are really great people. But the leadership above them are all scumbags.
They're all communist scumbags paid off by China, heading the FBI, heading each bureau and agency and department at the FBI. But they're the order givers. And that's what it's like all over America. In every business. You show me like firemen. Almost every fireman loves my show. They all listen to me. They love my show. But show me the fire chief. He's probably against Wayne Root. All the policemen love my show. Show me the police chief. He's probably against Wayne Root. Because just like Trump, I threaten those guys. They're all ripping us off. They're all stealing from us. All the government big shots are ripping us off. And me and Trump threaten them. Scare them. Make them nervous. They're going to lose their little cushy job and cushy pension. Ripping off the American taxpayers. Every time I meet a workman, not only are they all on Trump's side, they all listen to Wayne Root. In the break, I was just literally downstairs at my home. In the break, I was in my home, and there are two people working on my house. One is black, one is Spanish. And it just shocked me, because the two of them, when they saw me, said, "Oh my God, it's the man himself. It's the golden voice. It's Wayne Allen Root." And I was like, "What?" And the black workman and the Hispanic workman said, "We listen to your show every single day." And that's the deal. It has nothing to do with color anymore. It's not about white or black or Latino. If you show me someone who works for a living, who busts his hump, they're all supporters of Wayne Root and Donald Trump. But you show me someone who's on welfare, you show me someone who's on food stamps, you show me someone who's on disability for the rest of their life, never to work again, and they don't have a disability, they claim to have a bad back. You show me somebody who's getting everything free, and I will show you a Democrat who hates Wayne Root and hates Donald Trump and is scared of us. So, and the Democrats are scared because they know all the working people have come over to the Republican Party, and they know that all the working people who are Latino and black are starting to come over to the Republican Party, especially Latino, but I think both black and Latino. They're both coming over. If you bust your hump for a living, you're now a Trump Republican. And you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Boy, do I get around for a guy who's not the replacement for Rush Limbaugh. Boy, do I get around. Everybody knows me. Everybody listens. And they're all good people, man. Best people in the world are the people who listen to conservative talk radio. Second quarter GDP comes in at negative 0.9%. Who knew that? Wayne Root. How did I know the second quarter was going to be negative? I knew. I could see the economy slowing down. And I said, we're in a recession already. And Joe Biden today says, we're not in a recession. After GDP shrinks for the second consecutive quarter, he says, we're not in a recession. He's in a meeting with CEOs today. After it's clear we entered recession, he says, the U.S. is transitioning to stable, steady growth. He just lies. How do you know Biden's lying? His mouth is moving. They write a script for him. Who writes it? Obama. Obama's the president. He writes the script or directs someone to write the script, and they've got their hand up Biden's ass, and they're moving his mouth. And he just reads whatever they tell him to read. And he lies.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in recession.
President Biden speaking from the White House about the second quarter GDP report released Thursday. The report shows the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter the U.S. economy shrunk, a key indicator of a recession and the technical definition. A bipartisan semiconductor bill passes in the House and is headed to President Biden's desk. The bill aims to boost the production of computer chips in America. It's also designed to make the United States more competitive with China. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 332 points to close at 32,529. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as...
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
Anthony Root, The Root's on Fire. Welcome back to the show. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Wayne Allyn Root is that war. Kyle LeBrew for Congress is like a Wayne Allyn Root in Congress, I hope. I hope he gets elected. I hope he wins his Republican primary on August 2nd. I hope Eric Greitens, my buddy, wins his Republican U.S. Senate primary on August 2nd in Missouri. Two great Missourians, Eric Greitens and Kyle LeBrew, really trying to help both of them. Eric's made quite a few appearances on the show. I'm a big fan of his, former governor of Missouri, hound out of office on false charges, and now running for U.S. Senate. I think if he wins the primary, which he should by a landslide, he will be the next U.S. Senator in deep red Missouri. And Kyle LeBrew, in a Republican district, if he wins his primary, will be the next U.S. Congressman. He is an America First conservative. He is a strong, unapologetic conservative. Kyle LeBrew is an entrepreneur. He is a lifelong politician. And he doesn't think we need more Republicans in Congress. We need more great Republicans in Congress who think like us, who are fighters, who are warriors. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder, says Kyle LeBrew. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress and Wayne Root's friend and a friend and fan of the show. Visit KyleLeBrew.com. Click the contribute button at the top of the page. No matter where you live, send him a few bucks. Send him $10, $25, $50, $100, $1,000. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. And you appreciate him supporting the show and sponsoring the show. KyleLeBrew.com, LABRUE, KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. So Biden was in a meeting with CEOs today after the economy officially enters recession. You know, two quarters of negative GDP automatically equal recession. There is no other definition. That's it. And he says the U.S. is transitioning to a stable, steady growth. After it shrank by 1.6% in the first quarter and 0.9% in the second quarter, the economy is in recession. He puts a new spin on the health of the economy after denying we're in recession, and he says we're transitioning to a stable, steady growth. Now there's no doubt that we expect growth to be slower than last year, but that's consistent with a transition to a stable, steady growth and lower inflation. He said this with a straight face. It's really hilarious. Biden's White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, echoed the same talking point. We're in a transition, she said. Yeah, a transition to hell, you moron. We're in a transition. Yellen said this today. We're in the Treasury Secretary, who used to be the Fed chief. She also obediently echoed Biden's new talking points. We're transitioning to a more steady and sustainable growth. Do you know how funny that is? Like, we wouldn't want to go back to the Reagan era of like 7-8% GDP. Or the Trump era of incredible middle-class income growth. No, we want a new transition to an era of steady, stable growth. You know, like negative 5%. It's very, very stable. It's not going to move from negative for years to come. It's very stable. And it's not, you know, we don't want any scary growth. We don't want 6% growth. We don't want 3% growth. Because that would be, like, scary. We want inflation at the same time as we have negative growth. For those who say we're not in a recession, I have a lot of good friends I respect who say we're not in one. You can't have negative growth two quarters in a row and bad inflation at the same time and rising interest rates and think the economy's good. I don't care what corporate earnings say. It's not good. It's bad. And we have the worst of everything, the worst of all worlds. Crazy. And so here's what Rick Santelli of CNBC, who I always like. He's kind of an excitable guy like me, and I like to watch what he says. So he reacted to the second quarter GDP drop. Oh, my gosh, Santelli shouted as the GDP numbers were released, down 0.9% on first and second quarter GDP, down 0.9%. There's an organization that decides whether it is a recession or not, but investors, they're not going to wait. Two back-to-back quarters, it's not good. Call it whatever you want. And then Biden said, we're not going to be in a recession, in my view, on Monday. We're going from rapid growth to steady growth. This is funny. So rapid growth under Trump, and now we're going to have steady growth, meaning negative growth, but it's steady. And then the top economist by the name of El Arian, Muhammad El Arian, said the economy is weakening at a much faster rate than most people expected. Much faster rate. There's an economy that's weakening at a much faster rate than most people expected. Inflation is not going to come down fast enough given how fast the economy is weakening, and that's going to put the Fed in the same dilemma it's been in. Is this what I said? I don't need all these billionaire fund managers, hedge fund geniuses on Wall Street. I don't need them. I'm just a common sense son of a butcher with small businesses. And I keep saying that we are in the worst of all worlds. Declining economic growth, massive inflation, interest rates going up dramatically. And at the same time, all that's happening, a absolutely insane U.S. debt. So you can't raise interest rates enough to fight inflation, because if you did, we couldn't make the interest payments on the debt, and America would be broke. So you're never going to be able to raise interest rates to the level they need to be raised to put an end to this inflation. And so here's a column that must say something like that. I see the headline, Biden's recession. The Fed is at the end of its rope. Fighting inflation will take a Biden's economy into a free fall. So let's see. I think these are comments from Peter Schiff. As Peter Schiff noted, the Fed chair apparently picked up its copy of the White House talking points, declaring that two consecutive quarters of negative GDP doesn't mean the economy's in a recession. Schiff said, if you think the Fed's independent, today's press conference should put that myth to rest. Powell clearly got the Biden administration memo that recession is not defined by two consecutive quarters of falling GDP. Powell even said it's not his job to declare a recession. But Powell's job is to downplay the GDP. Negative 1.6% and now almost negative 1%. While Powell and others keep saying the economy is strong, the only data they consistently point to is the labor market, but the job market is a lagging indicator, and even it looks shaky. As Schiff pointed out recently, we've seen three straight weeks of increasing first-time jobless claims, and they're at the highest level since October of last year. Meanwhile, if you look at the last job report, even though we added 400,000 jobs, the household survey lost about that many jobs. And if you look at the jobs, almost all these new jobs were people who already had jobs. These are people taking a second or third job because they're struggling to pay the bills. And retirees being forced back into the workforce because inflation has eviscerated their incomes. And now they have no choice but to go back to work. These are not jobs that people want. These are jobs people are forced to take. So that's Peter Schiff. He's a brilliant guy. He's a friend of mine. And he's 100% right, but he's only saying what I've been saying. I've said on this show months ago, the only reason jobs look good is because people are forced to take a second or third job. And retired people are taking a job and getting back in the workforce. Because I have a great friend, a wonderful, wonderful guy. And a very dear friend of me and my wife, Cindy. And he's been retired for years, maybe like 5 years. Air Force vet, retired. And he just took a job at a warehouse. He's like the manager of a warehouse. And he's working long days, 10 hours a day. I said, what are you doing? He said, I got it. I can't keep up with inflation. I can't live. I got to take a job. So Biden takes credit and says, see, new job. We got this guy a new job. But the guy had to work. He had to come out of retirement to work 10 hours a day at a warehouse. Thank God he's not lifting stuff to the warehouse. He's the manager of the warehouse. Or maybe he's the assistant manager at the warehouse. But he had to take the job because of Biden's inflation destroying him. That's not a new job added. And then there's a third thing why this is all bullspit. So number one is people are taking second and third jobs. Number two is retired people coming out of retirement to take a job out of desperation. And number three, if I can remember what number three is, I'm showing my age. I forgot what I was going to say. Well, what was number three? Oh, number three is that the only reason that there's new jobs out there, I can't remember number three. I thought I knew it, but I don't know it. There's another reason that Biden is not creating jobs. It's all BS. It's all a mirage. Well, what I could say is actually a fourth reason I forgot. The third reason I know, which is when you look at the jobs, they're all crappy part-time jobs with no health insurance. Same thing that Obama created. Horrible jobs. All people are getting are dishwasher, bartender, hostess, waitress jobs. That's it. There's no good jobs being created in America anymore. There's jobs for illegal aliens. That's about it. You want to clean toilet bowls and wash dishes, those are the jobs. So there's just, all kinds of BS. And how about the jobs versus the wages? Are the wages good? No. You can't even keep up with inflation. And these are jobs without health insurance, so they're horrible jobs. Everything about it is bad news. But they're trying to spin it to good news. July new vehicle retail sales expected to crash 10.8%. Wow. It sure looks like the recession the White House continues to claim doesn't exist is hitting the auto market. J.D. Power this week released their estimates for July 2022. They predict retail sales of new vehicles this month, which is ending in a couple of days, are expected to reach 988,400 units, a 10.8% decrease compared with July of 2021. Without adjusting for the one less selling day in July 2022, the plunge would have been 14.1%. And I've seen tons of reports that real estate is collapsing. That's the last thing that kept this all alive, you know, from a total collapse. And now Joe Biden says the latest $700 billion Green New Deal spending spree that's now approved by Joe Manchin, who I keep telling you is not our savior. Joe Manchin is a liberal Democrat who has a little bit of common sense, and he's not crazy, radical, or extreme. So he tries to fight the absolute worst impulses of the commies running our country, O Biden, Joe Biden and Barack Obama, who's the real leader of the country, who's a communist. But Manchin steps up and tries to stop the absolute craziest deals, but he still goes along with all the rest of the deals in the middle of a country that's already got a $30 trillion deficit, $30 trillion debt. His new bill's a joke.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Queen on the roof, United States undergoing rapid growth off a cliff. Joe Biden, we've got rapid growth. What rapid growth? They're changing your diapers, you moron. You don't even know what you're saying. You're reading off a teleprompter, and they wrote lies on the teleprompter, and you're just reading it. Obama's got his hand so far up your ass that he's moving his fingers, and you're just speaking. You don't even know what you're saying. You lying moron zombie puppet. Unbelievable. A little bit of housekeeping for the Wayne Root Show. First of all, my email is wayneroot@gmail.com. My web site is rootforamerica.com. Where do you listen to the show? Rootforamerica.com, right at the top. Listen live, or go to usaradio.com, listen live. Or go to Odyssey on your cell phone. You can go to either one of those websites on the cell phone and do the same thing, but you could also go to Odyssey, which is made for streaming radio. 40 million people listen to streamed radio on Odyssey. And you can get it at the App Store or Google Play. And Odyssey has the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I also want to mention that starting in August, I'm going on a little vacation next week, but I'm only going to be gone 5 days. So it'll be Lee Elsie in for me Monday through Friday next week. And then I'm right back for the whole rest of the summer and the whole rest of the fall. And so as soon as I get back, we'll be announcing my official times for my TV show on Real America's Voice, RAV, Real America's Voice, and on the Mike Lindell TV network as well, Monday through Friday. I could tell you that time, 4 o'clock West Coast time, 6 o'clock East Coast time, 7 o'clock West Coast time. So that will be Mike Lindell TV every single day, Monday through Friday, starting right about when I get back, you know, within a few days. And then I want to mention the War Raw podcast. 7 days a week. How do you check out my War Raw podcast? Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or Spreaker. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. All right. Let me move on to COVID, which you all, you know, COVID vaccine, which you all know is a big topic for me. So a beautiful 20-year-old swimmer, maybe she's like 21. Let's see. How old is she? See if they give an age. I don't see an age, but she's certainly like 19, 20, 21. Northern Iowa swim champion. Lily Ernst dies. Northern Iowa swimmer, Iowa City West graduate. Lily Ernst died yesterday. And no cause of death was announced. Of course not. Now, again, is it possible it was a drug addiction? A drug overdose? Sure. Is it possible she committed suicide? Sure. But when you know how many young people are dying from the COVID vaccine, I keep reading a new one every day. These are athletic champions in their 20s. They're dropping like flies. Here's another one. COVID jabs. Tour de France cyclist suffering from breathing problems. Victor Lafay, another professional athlete, has dropped out of his sport after developing mysterious illness during a competitive event. Victor Lafay, 26, famous French cyclist, expected to be a contender for a victory in the Tour de France, only to finish last in the Tour de France after suffering breathing problems during a race. I feel like I don't have enough oxygen, pain everywhere, pain in my legs, no strength, only getting worse after each stage, he told reporters. After finishing last, he decided to quit the tour entirely, stating he can no longer keep up with the pack. When asked if he was sick, Lafay said yes, adding he is not the only one in the pack who is becoming mysteriously ill. Lafay and the other packmates who got sick are not alone, as many other professional athletes have suffered a similar fate since the vaccines. Not since COVID. You know any athletes who died from COVID? I don't. You know any athletes who retired and quit because of COVID? I don't. But the vaccines are killing them. And, you know, for African-Americans, for black people out there who aren't conservatives, you better start listening to Wayne Root. Here's a list of 50 great soul music artists who have died in 2022. 50! 2022 is only in July. 50 dead. You think that's normal? I don't care if they're 80, 50, or 30 years old. You don't usually see that many people die this soon in the year either. You know, maybe at the end of the year you might have 20. 50 by July? I could read you the list. I'm not going to do it. It would take up the whole segment. But there's 50 names here. They're all dead. 50 great African-American singers dead. And then here's the big one. Why is the CDC hiding excess death data? There's 50,000 sudden adult death syndrome and cancer deaths that have gone missing in CDC stats. Guess why? It's all a scam. They don't want you to know the vaccine is killing people with SAD, sudden adult death syndrome, and massive increases in cancer all over this country, triggered by the vaccine. The vaccine seems to trigger cancer, unusual cancers, fast-moving cancers. Terrible thing. The CDC removed more than 51,900 death records coded for sudden adult death syndrome and then finally put 21,000 back in the system, 6,571 placed in a new category. The other 24,000 are still missing. And that doesn't include all the cancer deaths they left out. This is all unveiled by Emerald Robinson, who used to be the White House correspondent for Newsmax, and is fabulous. She is great. Why is the CDC hiding excess death data? And you never needed the vaccine. That's the most important part. New study out of South Brazil reports that ivermectin reduces COVID-19 mortality by 92%. This is why the medical establishment suppressed it. All you need is vitamins and ivermectin, and instead they gave you a poisonous vaccine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.